This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and of course you can join us here on the radio waves. We do the show live 7 nights a week. You can of course bring up anything you want to discuss. That is the reason we call the show Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Danica,
and Cantwell.
And of course you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. In fact, you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website by submitting and then voting on things that you'll see there on the front page as submitted by our listeners. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. Coming up, a cop in Massachusetts. Chris Cantwell has this story. We'll get to it here in a moment. A cop in Massachusetts has falsified an attack on himself. And now the motivations for that, I don't know. We'll explore that here in a moment. But it's an unusual story, and apparently he claims he was shot by an assailant and had to run his car off the road, apparently.
Yeah, the story is that he calls in that he's been shot at on the road and that he had shot back at the assailant and crashed his cruiser, and his cruiser went on fire. But it came out today that he had fabricated the whole story.
Wow. We'll get into that. Plus, Kermit the Frog is in the news. Now, this doesn't happen very often where the Muppets are making headlines. But
it's not easy being green, so.
In this case, the Telegraph in the UK has a real quick story that apparently feminists are angry. Did you know Kermit the Frog has a new girlfriend?
So he moved on pretty fast.
Yeah, well, there was a headline a little while back about him breaking up with Miss Piggy, right?
Why wouldn't he? She was a fat pig.
Well, it took a long time. I mean, what, decades before he finally broke up with her?
Yeah, but they were probably together before I was even born.
And who broke up with who in that situation? I don't know. I wasn't, you know, watching the news carefully. I don't know if she broke it up off with him or if Kermit broke it off with Miss Piggy. But regardless, it's over. And apparently feminists are upset because he has been seen with a new lady, a new, thinner, younger lady.
Oh, no. The Muppets have turned to body shaming now?
Kermit the Frog, this from Helena Horton over at the Telegraph in the UK, has been spotted out and about with a new lady, Denise, after splitting with his ex-girlfriend, Ms. Piggy, last month. In typical fashion, people on Twitter had a lot to say about Kermit's new lady, and while he denies speculation, they are romantically linked. The pictures appear to tell another story. Many have expressed dismay that Kermit the Frog ditched the feminist and fuller-figured Ms. Piggy for a younger, skinnier model who has not yet expressed opinions on the works of Germaine Greer or Bell Hooks. Some think it was a backward step for feminism, so here come the tweets. This from Skamil. We thought realistic Barbie was a victory, but now we have skinny Pam on Archer and Denise, the younger, hotter pig on the Muppets. Tabitha on Twitter.
So he's still dating a pig. It's just a younger, thinner pig.
That's right. Yeah.
What's with Kermit and the pigs, dude?
He's into the pigs. They're smart, right? Pigs are real smart.
Yeah, I've heard them.
Ms. Lou, Tabitha on Twitter says, seriously, it made me really mad, especially that they made her young and skinny. It's funny her name's Denise, though. I'm not sure why that's funny.
I don't get it.
Interesting, says Queenie on Twitter. Interesting, since Ms. Piggy became a feminist, she and Kermit broke up, and Kermit is dating someone younger. So Ms. Piggy was actually a feminist?
Well, this is the whole thing. Kermit actually didn't mind that she was a fat pig. What the problem was that she was a feminist.
That's the reason he broke up with her?
I mean, it's the only assumption that I can draw. I haven't been keeping up with, like, the puppet days of our lives.
No, me neither.
But,
no.
You know, at the same time, it makes a lot of sense that if Miss Piggy's going to start attending women's conferences and start speaking about rape culture and the patriarchy, of course anybody with half a brain is going to dump her.
says here, Michelle Caitlin on Twitter says, Kermit couldn't even last a month after Ms. Piggy declared herself a feminist. Some worry about the message it sends out. Patrick Costello writes on Twitter, what kind of message are the Muppets sending now that Kermit is dating a skinny pig? Jim Henson must be doing somersaults. Of course, he's referring to Jim Henson, the long since deceased creator of the Muppets. And, you know, this goes on. There's a Woody Allen comparison. Starina Johnson says, Kermit just seems like Woody Allen now, a neurotic skinny frog taking advantage of naive piglets.
I'm waiting for, like, the intelligent feminist tweets, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah. You know, it just goes on. I don't know. I thought that was an interesting
I got a kick out of it. But, yeah, that's the thing. I forget exactly what the context was, but I remember these headlines about, like, Miss Piggy's a feminist. And blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, that explains her annoying tone.
So if you want to share your comments on the breakup and Kermit possibly getting together with a new, younger, skinnier pig, then you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So would it be okay, then, if Kermit got together with a more overweight, older pig?
I mean, they would have certainly...
And he'd be a hero?
They would certainly have preferred that, because basically feminists just hate everything good, right? Like, if Kermit downgraded and his life became worse and he was with an uglier woman, they'd be like, yeah, die, male, right? But what they're really upset about is that he's upgraded and that their little feminist, you know, hero's been dumped. Now, the good news for Miss Piggy is she's probably going to drag Kermit through family court and get alimony out of him and try to ruin his life babies away.
Were they even legitimately married, or were they just together as a couple? Who knows?
It says here they were girlfriend and boyfriend. I don't know if they were married.
But, I mean, look, they've been girlfriend and boyfriend for decades.
Right.
Like, I don't know what
common law
they
marriage.
Live in.
Yeah,
exactly. They're going to get a common law. She's going to go and she's going to claim. She's going to be like, I know he never married me, but we're together forever.
Seven
now he's
got
to keep me in the lifestyle to which I'm accustomed.
At least they don't have any kids together. Then it would just be way worse.
That would be a weird thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
A frog mixed with a pig.
I'm pretty sure if they had babies, then you'd start seeing the Bible Thumpers outside of the Muppet Studios like, it's an abomination!
Well, the Bible Thumpers are certainly outside of the Rowan County Clerk House? The Rowan County Courthouse in wherever the hell that is. Where is this lady with this? I know they talked about it last night on the show.
I had the story up today. I don't remember what state it was in, but I'm not happy about the story, and I got mixed feelings about this.
This is the lady who works for the state who has refused to process marriage license applications.
The county, as it were, but yeah.
Yeah, she, well, right. Yeah. When I say the state
apparatus, I understand, yeah.
The government. She works for the county government, and she has refused on some sort of religious basis, supposedly, to do her job, essentially, you know, the job of doing marriage licenses, issuing these certificates, accepting applications, things like that. Bureaucrat stuff, right?
Yeah.
Shuffling paperwork. That's her job. And she is now, I guess, in jail over this due to contempt of court.
Yeah.
The story here from Kentucky.com is not so much about her, but about the people outside of the federal courthouse erupting into cheers and chants of love wins as they learned Thursday afternoon, that's yesterday, that a federal judge had ordered the county clerk Kim Davis to jail. Now, that seems a little contradictory. I don't know if you can say that love has won when a woman who hasn't hurt anybody physically or, you know, engaged in fraud.
Well, outside of her collection of, you know, extraction from the taxpayers for her sustenance hurt anybody.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Outside of that, she's not out bashing skulls for the drug war.
Exactly. I mean, she was a government bureaucrat. And, you know, the paper-shuffling government bureaucrats, some of those people might still have a legitimate role in a marketplace, right? Like, you know, you're still going to need somebody at the...
insurance company or something, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like when you buy a piece of property, somebody's got to check the survey and make sure that everything's cool with the titles and all of that. I don't know if that was part of her job, but somebody will probably be certifying marriages in the absence of a state or whatever. And so to to cheer this on and say that love has won when she's sitting in a jail cell, I feel like they went too far. I mean, I understand she's in contempt, and that's what happens when you are in contempt of court, as judges put you in jail cells. But ultimately, I don't think that's something that people should be cheering on as love winning. That's not a loving thing to do.
I'm on the same page as you with that.
To somebody at all. Now, should she have been able to refuse to do this paperwork? I don't think so. If you take a job with the state...
Fire her, problem solved.
Yeah. If you've taken a job with the state, you have essentially changed your religion, in my opinion. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
are invited here to bring up whatever's on your mind, whether you want to talk about Muppets dating angry feminists or upset because the replacement for Miss Piggy is younger and thinner. You can comment on that or anything you want to discuss here. This lady, Kim Davis is her name, the Rowan County clerk who's now in jail for refusing to essentially do her job. You're welcome to comment there as well. 855-453 or anything that's on your mind. Uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You can go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Ian, Danica, and Cantwell in the studio. Let's go to Greg in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Greg.
Hi there. So hello. I made a bet with a friend of mine recently, and I lost the bet. And I'm wondering if that would be considered a valid contract, because I didn't like actually sign anything. I just gave my word that I would pay him if I lost.
Yes.
And how, you know, we don't, you know, do we have to agree ahead of time, like when I'm supposed to pay him? Like,
what was the bet?
Keep saying. I bet about Market Basket that it would go out of business by now. And
this guy's a scumbag.
The resilience of New England.
Hang up on him.
He's a scumbag.
What, yeah, I don't like this guy.
Why is that?
Because he's making a reference to me, and I lost a bet to Nemi, who I haven't spoken to in a very long time, and so, like, I owe her some money, apparently. She waited to the day to post that I had made a bet with her on September 2nd of last year that Market Basket would be out of business in a year. So.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, Nemi, I haven't seen her in a while, and frankly, Oh, I almost said it. I will pay the woman.
How much? How much was the
It's $100, you know.
So, Greg, is that what you're doing? Or are you?
You know, I don't come into contact with this fanatic on a regular basis unless she's over here trying to create a problem for somebody. So why don't you get lost, Greg? Go get a life, loser.
Greg, are you really calling to carry water for somebody else?
Yeah, he is.
Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm interested.
Go hang yourself, Greg.
Is that what you're doing, Greg? You're carrying water for him?
Yeah, go hang yourself, loser.
I want to hear his answer, Chris. Come on.
Nope. I'm just curious.
But is this like a personal thing? Is that what you're calling a national talk show about? Is a personal issue?
Yeah, personal.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight. Oh, apparently she has...
Jump off a building, you loser.
Apparently she has other people doing her bidding.
Yeah, she probably blew him.
She's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. I generally don't have any reason to talk about her, but she actually happened to walk by the studio today, as a matter of fact.
How'd that go?
She's living just down the street from here. She has decided, I guess, that she just doesn't really care about freedom or anything like that, because she has decided to ally herself with a group of people known as Stop Free Keen.
It's the only people she hasn't burned the bridges with yet. I mean, this is fanatic's problem. I mean, this guy, she probably blew this guy to get him to make a phone call, and then this is what happens, is she gets herself into sexual relationships with people. She's a lunatic, and then she causes problems and she freaks out, and then people can't be anywhere near her. I mean, she was over here, she burned bridges with everybody, she went out to Manchester, she burned bridges in Manchester, and now what? She's sleeping in a tent in this lunatic's backyard down there? Get a life, lady! That she's so desperate. She's just got to find somebody to go and leech off of, and then like I said, when she started hanging out with them, it's the best thing that ever happened to us, Ian, because she's going to run around, she's going to screw their husbands, and she's going to break up their marriages, and then we're going to see them in their stupid Facebook group talking about what a terrible person she is.
Well, I don't read their Facebook group anymore. I used to be a daily visitor to this. It's a local hate group that formed here about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years. I don't even know how long it's been. A year and a half, something like that. Anyway, this local hate group, they are obsessed with the activists here in the Keene area. For those of you who are new to the show, I want to make sure I set the stage here a little bit. We moved here, all of us on the show tonight, have moved here from different places around the world to be more active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime, or at least as much as we possibly can. and there are a bunch of us, actually. There are over 1,800 people who are here now as part of the Free State Project. Chris, you are not here as part of the Free State Project, but you don't have to be. You don't have to be a part of the Free State Project to move to New Hampshire and be around people who care about liberty. In fact, a lot of people are joining the Shire Society at shiresociety.com, signing the Shire Declaration, and moving here as well. Nemi, whose real name is Sarah Heineke, is a New Hampshire native that for a long time was on this show and was a good part of the show. Like, she was great on the air, and she helped out and behind the scenes, you know, with a lot of stuff. And we were on good terms, and I saw her destroying her relationships with people in her personal life. And that was sad to me. It seemed like something she was doing with her ex-boyfriends, which, you know, okay, maybe those relationships went bad or something like that. But it seemed that she was going way beyond the call of duty as far as how she was treating her exes. One guy, she threw a drink in his face when she saw him at a local bar. I mean, for no reason whatsoever. He didn't hit her or do anything to deserve that. I don't think he even said anything to
her. No, she just saw him in a bar and decided to throw a drink at him.
Yeah.
So she was just causing drama just to cause... Just
I mean, they did not break up on good terms, and these things will occur to some extent, right? I mean, like...
But I also find out, Chris, that she's also destroying her relationships with her female friends as well. And so I figured that my days were numbered.
She's a female libertarian. You've got to expect that.
Oh, come on now, Chris.
So I figured
don't collectivize us.
I figured my days were numbered, but, you know, that I was safe because I hadn't had sex with her. And she ended up...
Should have taken it.
She ended up... No thanks.
Get something out of it.
No. No, she was a great co-host. I mean, that much is true. She was dedicated enough to come here on the show on a weekly basis. But then she decided I was useless and worthless, and she decided to start hating me after I asked her to come and speak to a group of her friends about an incident that happened between her and another activist here, Rich Paul, actually, where they had a kind of a verbal fight. Then she decided to make that nonverbal by rushing at him to attack him physically. Luckily, his bodyguard was there and stepped in to prevent the attack from happening. She bit his bodyguard on the arm during that situation. There were multiple witnesses to this. And so, you know, this is an issue. This is something that is worth having an arbitration or a mediation session about. Like, you know, she lost control and she shouldn't have done that. That was an inappropriate thing. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones. If somebody's saying something you don't like, you don't have the right to go and attack that person, at least by my viewpoint. By the non-aggression principle, certainly.
Well, certainly. But, you know, I don't think Nemi ever claimed to be a non-aggressionist either, right?
Well, right. Well, she seemed to be a libertarian. And so when confronted with this and given the opportunity to, you know, at least come talk about it, she refused to do so.
Being loosely anti-government does not a libertarian make. She was never, you know, it's not like she just read a whole bunch of Rothbard and was fully convinced. She was just like, oh, this is a place where, you know, I can hang out and get drunk and screw guys and you know, have a relative dislike for the actions of the government apparatus, which is not exactly a difficult thing for a person to do.
So when I invited her to come chat with the people who care about her and, you know, talk about where she was coming from on that night, just to give her side of the story, she refused. And further, she confirmed that she thinks it's appropriate to use violence against people who say things that you don't like. So, you know, she's obviously not a libertarian, and she was kicked out of the Keene Activist Center as a result of that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. We also want to tell you about bitcoinist.net, the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Over at bitcoinist.net, they've got a community forum breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, plus fintech and blockchain tech news, and Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a beginner's guide to Bitcoin that is solid, and more. You go to bitcoinist.net. That's bitcoinist.net. Their platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. That's bitcoinist.net. I want to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We need to talk more about the lady who is in jail right now, this clerk, for refusing to issue gay marriage licenses. So we'll definitely come back to that. Plus the cop who wanted to be seen as a hero, and he's now possibly going to jail. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But, you know, when it comes to personal issues, I don't like to air dirty laundry here on Free Talk Live. I don't want to drag somebody's name through the mud, but since somebody brought it up, I figure it needs to be addressed.
And no doubt at behest of the person who she brought it up on, right?
I suspect you're right.
Nobody just did this for the sake of doing it.
Right.
And that woman has been texting me for months. She's been texting me and I haven't been answering her. She was a lunatic. I was dating her. I was in love with the woman, you know, and I really treated her very good. When I was living across the street from the house, we were hot and heavy together, and I was asking her to move in. And because I was over here and she didn't like you, she decided to totally turn on me and like treat me in the most horrific of ways. And I was like, don't ever talk to me again. And I blocked her. And
I remember that.
I stopped accepting. I blocked her like text messages and everything. And then when I got a new phone, then the block was off. She'd been texting me, you know, for months, and I just wasn't answering her and, you know, trying to get me to hang out. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with you. And she even sent other people to contact with me. She had Shauna contacted me. She had Becca try to contact me, you know, trying to get me to hang out with her. And I'm like, no, I won't do it. And then, of course, what happens, it turns into a smear campaign against me. Yes. She's talking smack. She's bullhorning me outside of Pork Fest. She's bullhorning here. She's hanging out with our enemies. She's a lunatic.
It's really sad because, you know, we had a good relationship. And then she just, you know, like she did with you, just on a dime, just turned just because I wanted her to come talk about some allegations about her attacking somebody, which definitely happened. She would claim that she didn't remember what happened on the night in question, and maybe she was so drunk or something that she didn't remember it. I don't know. But when multiple people tell you something, you know, Chris, you've been a little drunk here and there. If multiple people came up to you who were your friends and said to you, hey, Chris, you know, you hit somebody last night, and you would probably be willing to apologize to that person if, you know.
Or at least you wanted to believe that you actually did it.
Right. You know, and then and because you don't believe in violence, that would be something that would be worthy of at least a very minimum an apology, if not restitution.
Certainly.
And she's not willing to even, she wasn't even willing to talk to her friends about the issue. And it was on that issue where she decided to start hating me as a result of that. And I'm a pretty forgiving guy. In fact, some people will accuse me of being too forgiving. And, you know, there may be an argument there. I would be willing to forgive Nemi if she were willing to actually apologize and try to make things good with her victims. But she's not. She doesn't feel sorry for the damage that she's caused. She appears to be, by all evidence, a sociopath, maybe even a psychopath. So, you know, beware.
Those are synonyms, by the way.
Well, are they really?
Yeah. Sociopath, psychopath are synonyms. I mean, psychotic would be another thing where you're completely detached from reality, but.
So, anyway, that's the situation. It's unfortunate. Now let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Jeff in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. I was going to talk about the origin of marriage licenses. Do you guys know about the origin of marriage licenses?
I do, but why don't you fill the audience in for us?
Thanks a lot. Okay. So, basically, a license is permission from the government to do something that would either otherwise be illegal or would require a certain amount of skill, say for like a driver's license or a law license, which is like a professional thing.
Right. To license something is to outlaw it and then to give permission to break the law.
Yes. So like a booze license for a restaurant or something like that. Okay, so basically during the war between the states, they had, that's when the marriage license.
The War of Northern Aggression?
I was.
South will rise again!
Someday.
That's where the marriage license came from originally, because before people used to get a ceremony and then they'd sign their names in the Bible and they didn't have any permission from the state to get married. And what it was, they say, we now give you permission to intermarry. So basically people wanted to get into interracial marriages and they needed a license from the government to do something that was before that illegal or considered illegal.
Yeah, so it's a racist origin of the marriage license.
And so people don't really need a marriage license, but people think they do and they're all, you know, running and getting one, so.
Well, hold on. The reason why people, a lot of them, even libertarians who know better, who know the history of the marriage license, and who certainly have no love for the state, the reason why they will go and get one, like Mark Edge, our co-host, who's not here tonight, but he and his wife, they got a marriage license. And the reason why is because, well, there's certain things legally that you need to have that for, like being able to visit your loved one in the hospital or insurance purposes.
Yeah,
or
some employers won't provide any sort of benefits for you or your spouse unless you're legally married. Now, a lot of companies are changing that, and they're providing some sort of domestic coverage, but that's still few and far between. Yeah.
And that's a market response, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
So you know, I think there are reasons for people to get the government paperwork. I don't like the idea of it personally, but I understand why someone would do it.
Well, what it's also become over time is that, you know, government, look, with any given behavior, government basically has three options. It's promote, permit, or prohibit, right? And so, you know, marriage has sort of become a thing that government sought to promote because it leads to the healthy upbringing of children. It's the ideal environment for that, and there's certain, you know, there's certain benefits in it, especially for the woman, that she has some kind of elevated legal status, that if she gives her, you know, youth and beauty and fertility to a man, and that she doesn't dump her and upgrade later on, right? And so there are good reasons to have a legally binding contract and arrangement like that, but of course, you know, the way that the state you know, does it now is quite troublesome.
Right, you're getting into a contract between you, your loved one, and the state. So it's really more of like a three-way agreement where if the contract comes to a close, then the other party, the state, gets to determine everything about it. And their arbitrary rules will be applied in an arbitrary manner. And a lot of times the guys are the ones that get the screwing.
And mind you this, that, you know, license or none, government would do it anyway, right? It's not like the government needs permission to come in and screw up your life, right? Like if marriage was a completely private contract, the government could just as easily come in and be like, hey, we're entering your private contract.
They could.
We will ruin your lives now and take your children away and feed them to the pharmaceutical companies. That's what we do.
So, Jeff, what did you want to say further? Go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah, I think if this woman, you know, I mean, maybe it's appropriate. It could be appropriate. I don't think that they necessarily have a right to put that woman in jail for the thing. They could say to her, well, you know, I don't know what else they could do, but it seems like that might be.
They could fire her.
That's one thing I was thinking, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Before doing that.
This is nothing more than trying to make an example out of her to strike fear into the hearts of other people who might follow suit. That's all that this is. They're saying, yeah. If you mess around with the court will jail you. They're making an example out of her because they know that this is going to happen. And I wrote about this when the Supreme Court in Obergefell came down. I said, you're going to have a reactionary backlash against this, okay? Because people don't want this. This is an expansion of the federal government. I hated that I saw so many libertarians cheering for this thing. Then it's the federal government deciding, hey, we're going to decide for the entire 50 states of the union what a marriage is.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on the marriage licensing in general, this lady in Rowan County, Kim Davis, she's in jail on contempt of court. There's more to say about her and the protests going on outside of the courthouse. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you're invited here. Toll free number 855-453. Join us. The us tonight includes me, Ian,
Danica,
and Cantwell.
Cantwell is here, courtesy of his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. There's a pretty shocking video that is on the front page, the top article of your website right now, Chris. I don't think we should talk more about it. It's in its sort of its early stages of development at the moment. But people who have been following you should probably check that out at ChristopherCantwell.com.
Certainly. And you can also hear about that and all my other antics on Radical Agenda.
Now, twice weekly now?
Twice weekly now. We're doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I used to do it on Friday, and then, you know, you invited me to come back.
And thank you for coming back to the show on Friday.
Sacrifices must be made.
I thought that there should be, you know, Chris was considering doing more Radical Agenda, and I thought that was a good idea, and so it was a perfect excuse to make an adjustment.
Yeah, exactly. So we do it Tuesdays and Thursdays live from 5 to 7 p.m., but of course you can catch it after on YouTube or on Stitcher or on iTunes, and just find all that at ChristopherCantwell.com and RadicalAgenda.com.
Excellent. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Then we'll talk more about this lady who, and the crowds outside, actually, the protesters, various different interest groups of this lady, Kim Davis, the Rowan County clerk who is now in jail for disobeying a judge's order. Let's go first to Libertarian Banker, calling from Unknown. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
What's on your mind tonight?
Very good. I want to talk about student loans and this whole debacle that the U.S. government has created, this bubble that is going to burst at some point.
It's all going to be fine because they're going to make college free now, and then everything's going to be perfect.
That means you'll be paying for it, Cantwell.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But anyway, you know, the government has basically co-signed these loans. The U.S. government, which is basically the taxpayers that they are forcing to pay them, have co-signed loans for 18-year-olds with no work experience, no income.
Yeah, so they can go get a gender studies degree.
They're loaning them $100,000 to $200,000.
Wow.
With ridiculous interest rates, and I'll tell you, if in the private market something like this would never happen, for one reason, it's stupid. You don't loan an 18-year-old kid with no job and no income $100,000. You know, I don't care what it's for.
Yeah, exactly. The only reason anybody would borrow money from the government is specifically because they couldn't get the credit elsewhere, right? I mean, if the market would provide the loan, then people would just go to the bank and get it.
And, you know, you're supposed to go to college because you need that piece of paper that says that you can do a job.
Problem is, the more people get the piece of paper, the less worthwhile it is to get the piece of paper.
Well exactly. And they're just destroying education altogether. These idiots go in there and they get a gender studies degree or some, you know, liberal arts
music
nonsense. Yeah. I'm going to major in flute. You know, you're going to major in skin flute when you hit the streets, you moron.
All right, go ahead, banker.
And not to mention this, guaranteeing of the loans has made this price of college skyrocket. So if the government really
that's a good point.
Wanted poor people to go to college, they would make it more affordable by not inflating the prices like this.
Right. If the colleges know they can get whatever amount they demand, then why wouldn't they just keep increasing the tuition fees?
Well, and you're also increasing the demand artificially, right? So, I mean, people who couldn't afford to go to college, who probably shouldn't be there anyway. I mean, look, the world needs ditch diggers, too, and ditch diggers don't need college degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got this idea that we're going to, you know, have everybody have an education, and what are you going to do? You're going to increase the demand of something, which the supply of which is not increasing, and then you turn around and the prices go up. It's pretty simple economic reasoning.
And the banks, I'll tell you, the banks love this stuff because, you know, they turn it into paper, just like these mortgages that can be bought and sold, you know, on the open market. So any bank wanting to make an investment in a college kid that cannot bankrupt his student loan, which is earning 8%, well, by God, buy the paper. Man, we're going to get paid back on this thing, right?
Yeah, by all means. They just got to wait for the next round of quantitative easing and the Federal Reserve will come take it off their hands.
Absolutely. Look, I am all for people. If people want to borrow money on a voluntary basis and sign on that dotted line on their own volition, on their own income, and they qualify for it, go ahead. But, you know, making loans to 18-year-old kids with no job is just stupid.
Thanks, Libertarian Banker. I understand where you're coming from on that one. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I wish I could have my college time back, really. I was risking falling asleep while driving because I was working at two jobs and going to college at the same time, and it was just an exhausting thing to do. And all I got out of it was this associate's degree, which is useless. And you know, even the classes I took, I had to unlearn some of the stuff that they taught me about how to speak. I took a voice and diction class, and they taught me to do all kinds of things you're not supposed to do when you're doing radio stuff. When you're, like, cutting ads for the radio.
Free talk live.
they encouraged me to over-enunciate, basically. Like, hit my T's really hard and things like that. When I was, like, doing recording advertising and things like that. At some point...
We're not on a transistor radio from the 1940s, you
it's
dummy.
It's crazy. And at one point, I had to have... it was the production guy at Clear Channel... Years ago, you know, when I was young and I was working at Clear Channel and doing some production work in there, he pulled me aside and he was like, you can't be doing this, basically.
But that's what they taught me at school, boss.
Yeah. So it was a total waste. It was just a total throw.
I am so glad that I dropped out of school. I mean, I was, you know, I did, like, well in school, you know, before I got into drugs and stopped going. And they actually, when I was in 10th grade, they put me into college early. I went into college when I was 16 years old.
Wow.
Oh.
And I barely made it through a semester. Like all my friends were older, so I'd be like on my way to class and go see one of my friends and be like, what the heck are you doing here? You're 16. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm really smart, you know. And then they were like, wow. And I'd be like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm on my way to smoke a joint. What are you doing? I was like, I was on my way to class, but I guess now I'm on my way to smoke a joint. And I ended up dropping out of school, and it was like the best thing that I ever did, right? Like I just went right into the workforce, and you know, everybody thought like, oh no, now you're never going to make anything of yourself. You're going to be a bum, and because you didn't finish high school and now you dropped out of college and da, da, da. And sure enough, you know, before I, you know, had my life ruined by the government and became an anti-government radical, I had a pretty decent IT career. I was doing pretty well. I was on my way up.
toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And you got those skills without having to, you know, to pay to train.
Right? Exactly. I just, you know, tinkered with my computer all the time and, you know, became a pretty proficient professional.
What about you, Danica? Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did go to college.
For how many years?
4 years. Well, I went for the first year, and then I stopped and took a break. I just started working, and I didn't really want to go back to college.
Did you know what you wanted to go for?
Because
a lot of college students have no idea.
I at first went for an art degree in illustration because I really love drawing, and I'm, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty talented in it. And
now, you can get a job as an artist, right? Like, you could illustrate comic books or advertising.
Correct,
or whatever.
Yeah, but a lot of artists said, hey, I would suggest instead of going to art school, go for, like, say, a business degree or something like that that you can use to market your skills. And I found out the hard way within the first two semesters that it was just like, okay, they're wanting me to draw all these stupid things. They're criticizing me because my drawings don't look exactly like someone else's. And that's not the point of art. The point of art is to look absolutely unique and your own personal style done on, say, like this chair that we were supposed to be drawing. So I would get marked down on projects when it was quite obvious that I was spending a decent amount of time on these projects, but not getting as good.
You're not conforming.
I'm not conforming.
What school did you go to?
Boise State.
Okay, so you went to a state university to learn art, right? You're like,
well, what difference would it make from like a private institution?
I want to go and learn art, so I think I'll go ask the government.
I paid less there than when I was at like an art institute. But
of course, you paid less. You know, it's subsidized, and that's the whole point of a state university.
I stopped going after a little bit because I was just like, I don't want to do art anymore. I have a portfolio that speaks for itself. I don't need a degree to tell people that I can draw. So I stopped going. I worked for a little bit. And then one of my jobs that I was working, my boss talked me into going back to college. And I was like, that's probably a good idea.
Is he going
to
pay for it?
No, but I did get out of school relatively debt-free because I had a very generous tuition reimbursement from my job. So that was...
Oh, so the boss did pay for some of it.
Most of it, yeah.
Okay.
If the boss is
going to pay you to train, then, you know, okay.
Yeah,
it
was pretty good. And then so I went back for about 3.5 to 4 years and got my degree.
So you're not holding a bunch of debt?
I'm holding a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah,
this,
not like
it will
the
be
average.
Paid off in a few years.
Okay.
Yeah,
you get it done before your teeth fall out.
Right.
Yeah, I love the part of the story that she went to a state university for art, and then she was like, screw art.
I ain't conforming. I've got my portfolio, and I don't need a degree for that.
John's in Minnesota, northern part of the state, listening to WNMT. Hey, John.
Yes, I'm going to turn the radio down here. Anyway, when I got out of school, I couldn't even read, and I was I was 18, but I couldn't read, so I couldn't get a good job. So I went into sales.
Is incredibly a rewarding career. I want to hear the rest of your story. Stand by, John. We'll bring you back after the news. More Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gun stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24 months special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed
sold out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.